Eva Timmerman saw me yesterday in the office and is a 20-year-old new patient having problems with her birth control pills. She was originally seen by a colleague 6 months ago because she wanted to go on birth control pills. She was planning on initiating a sexual relationship with her boyfriend, but had also heard that birth control pills help with acne, PMS, and heavy periods, all of which she had. Her exam was normal, and my colleague started her on a popular birth control pill, which she has taken consistently for the last 6 months. While effective in preventing pregnancy, she's noticed that her periods, rather than getting lighter, have gotten heavier. Her acne has not improved, and her PMS is marginally worse. She came to me for another opinion to see if she should take a milder pill. Her menses are currently every 28 days, lasting 7 days. She has noticeable acne. The rest of her exam was completely normal. I reassured her that the problem was not that her birth control pill was too strong, but that it was actually too weak to provide her the other benefits. It certainly is strong enough to prevent pregnancy, but if she wants her acne to improve in lighter, shorter periods, she'll need to increase the strength of the birth control pill. In other words, increase the strength of the progestin. Ideally, the birth control pill will first suppress her ovarian function and then provide add-back estrogen, with total estrogen levels ending up a little bit lower than they were before she took the pills. But in her case, the birth control pill's progestin has not been strong enough to consistently suppress ovarian function. Consequently, she has all of her own estrogen, plus the estrogen in the pill, making her a little hyperestrogenic all the time. That's what's giving her the heavier, lengthier periods. Ideally, with suppression of ovarian function, her androgen levels will drop by about a third, because one-third of her androgens come from the ovaries. But if her ovaries are not suppressed, then although she won't get pregnant, her androgens will remain unchanged, and she will get no improvement in her acne. I changed her birth control pills to Portia, a generic form of Lovenox, which contains the very strong and long-lasting levonorgestrel as its progestin. I switched her in mid-pill pack, although I certainly could have waited until the end of her current pack. I explained that she needed to wait 3 months before evaluating how she's doing on the new pills, since it could take nearly that long for the new pill to demonstrate its effectiveness in reining in the troubling symptoms of acne and heavy, lengthy periods. This brief delay in demonstrating ovarian suppression is also the reason that some women, when first starting birth control pills, will notice some annoying symptoms of headaches, fluid retention, weight gain, and heavier flows during the first month that they take the pills. If they continue to take the pills regularly, I would expect all of those symptoms to disappear. This patient had no trouble switching to a new pill. Occasionally, you'll find a patient who's particularly attached to her original birth control pill. In these cases, you can offer her another alternative of changing to continuous pills rather than cyclical pills. When taken continuously, every day without let-up, the pill progestin will likely be more effective at keeping the ovaries suppressed. Again, this may take up to 3 months before complete control is exerted, but it's another option that some people may prefer.